Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Temple Alley. See what was going on.
Well, SRV bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Stallard is our guest, our good friend, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, founder and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, one of our top entrepreneurship and leadership experts. We're talking about blind spots, things that that you and I get in our heads that we become successful with these ideas, maybe short-term, long-term. And we love them so much that when something challenges those things that we love, we get a blind spot. If the challenge is valid, right, Mike? If the challenge is valid, if the challenge is real, if it's the real thing happening, whether we like it or not, whether we can imagine it or not, whether it's you know, we never thought it would happen or not, if it's real and we don't deal with it in reality, in the reality universe, then it's a blind spot, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to be in trouble if it comes to fruition and we don't act on it. So it's important to really think things through.
And if we're the CEO, meaning we're the ones who are supposed to be seeing what's coming at us from the future or from the next reality, the next thing, then sometimes we have to get out of our own way first, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you got your system that you're going to talk to us about this time.
Yeah. You know, a good way to think about it, Jim, and some of these things that you think about, issues like the economy. Is the economy starting to take off? I don't know. There's some encouraging signs, but they're very complex when you think about the complexity of the economy. And a good way to think of it is, you know what mosaics are, right? They're those pieces of art that are made up of little tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, complex issues are the same way. You know, and when you get your team involved, they can bring little bits of knowledge that they've picked up from customers, from reading, from being out in the world, things that you haven't seen. And in a sense, they're sharing little tiles that help you see the big picture. If you have just three or four tiles, it's really hard to make out what's going on. But if you have 50 tiles, because people are in a big
right.
conversation about it, and they bring up some, now people are going to bring up some things that are relevant. That's just the nature of these conversations. But you'll be able to discern what's, in the language of engineers, a signal versus noise.
Right.
And the signals will help you figure out, you know, where to place your bets in terms of the future and what
and
to do
you
about it.
Do you identify those signals with your knowledge flow sessions?
Yes.
Tell
exactly.
us about that.
That really feeds it.
He mentioned that in the previous segment, folks. Knowledge flow sessions. Tell us how these operate.
Well, here's an example. So, Tasty Bakery, based in suburban Chicago, they wanted to grow their business, and so they pulled their employees together, and they shared, here's what we're thinking, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from our thinking, what ideas do you have? And employees actually came up with some ideas that they implemented, and it expanded their revenues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of a knowledge flow session.
That's a proactive version.
Absolutely.
That's before we got into trouble. That's a way of avoiding blind spots, what you just said.
Yeah, it's another, I mean, you may have blind spots in terms of not seeing obvious revenue opportunities right in front of you, or opportunities to reduce costs that you're just not close to. But
there's so many people
are
out there, right? Mike, there's so many people, companies out there right now who are not doing well, and they're frustrated because their sales people aren't selling what they used to sell. Their marketing, advertising strategy used to work. Now it's not working. The phones aren't ringing anymore. What's wrong? I've got the same products. The same people are out there. Why am I not getting to the? You know, why are people not coming in anymore? What's going on? What's happening? I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I don't know what to do. And it's because they're not doing what you're recommending. They're not getting their people together and saying, okay, guys, what do you think? What do you see?
Well, Jim, that's a perfect example. You get in front of your employees and you show them some data or just share, you know, our call volume has come down in terms of prospects. Here's what we know about it. Here's what I think. What do you think? What's right? What's wrong? What's missing?
And can I recommend? Can I recommend one thing? If you're the CEO and you're having this session, don't tell them what you think first.
Well, I'm going to.
That's fine. We can debate that because all I'm getting at is if you're having to have a meeting to get people to open up. I'd be concerned that me telling them what I thought would affect their comments.
Yeah, it will. Here's what I would say about that, Jim. And there's certainly two ways to do it. It's going to depend on the person. What I found works over time is if I share what I think, then they feel a little bit safer speaking up.
Yeah,
maybe so. You know, there's always going to be some truth tellers, as long as I don't nuke them, the truth tellers.
Right.
But listen to what they have to say, consider it, and then act on the good ideas. Then over time, people realize that it's not an ego thing, that you're a safe person. You really do want to hear their ideas and opinions over time.
What do you think about a knowledge flow session where you don't attend?
Well, yeah, you could certainly do that. I think you pick up a lot just by hearing those conversations.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another way you could do it, certainly.
You know what? Whatever it takes to get you out of your own way, right, Mike? Because that's what a blind spot is. You're in your own way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just our nature, isn't it? We get kind of stuck in seeing the world in a certain way, and when the world changes, we don't always see it.
Mm-hmm. And if that happens, folks, if you get yourself into that kind of a scenario, that's a downward spiral to going out of business. Michael, I need your website, please.
MichaelLeeStallard.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. That's two L's in Stallard. And the book is called Fired Up or Burned Out. Hey, Mike, come back soon. Good job today.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Good being with you. You take care.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.